The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And we're back on Sports Talk with George Shippo till 7 p.m. Here's John Cameron.
Okay, if you would like to talk with the Free Press sports writer George Shippo, we'll talk all sports, all teams here today. Here's the number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Give us a call. We'll talk. We're talking all sports the rest of the way on Sports Talk. Cannoli Pastry in Dearborn features European, Italian, and French sweets and a variety of cakes, cookies, and sweet rolls made on the premises from noted chef Chuck. If you have a sweet tooth, go to Cannoli Pastry for the best pastries, including lobster tails stuffed with cannolis. Their famous Cronut. Cannoli Pastry, corner of Monroe and Michigan Avenue. Burger 21 in Novi features the best burgers in town. I'm telling you, folks, they're fresh-made-to-order certified Angus beef burgers, 10 beef, 10 non-beef, chicken, turkey, and seafood and veggie burgers, and gluten-free menu, and more, and gourmet salads and handmade shakes. Burger 21 is Michigan's first location. Burger 21, lunch and dinner 7 days, and catering. Located on Novi Road between I-96 and Grand River, go to burger21.com/Novi, burger21.com/Novi, and she's coming in to do an interview. The owner over there is coming in to do an interview. That's 3 weeks from today. Meds Direct Pharmacy in Clinton Township, dedicated to treating personal injury patients from auto accidents, slip and fall, work-related injuries. With one call, Meds Direct will deliver your physician-prescribed medications directly to your door so you can focus on getting better. Make Meds Direct Pharmacy your one stop for all your prescription needs, located on 19 Mile between Garfield and Hayes in the Greater Lakes Medical Plaza. Go online to mensdirectpharmacy.com, mensdirectpharmacy.com. We're open line the rest of the way on Sports Talk. George Shippo, Detroit Free Press, is my guest today, talking anything you want to in sports at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. George, let's talk now about a little more about the Tigers. I want to go over the Lions, too, when we're done. The Tigers still need better athletes out there, and they need better speed. I mean, I know you can't have everything, but you got to have better speed than they got. I mean, defensively, let's go over the defensive on this team. The worst defensive outfield, depending, I know I haven't seen this kid play much. I know he doesn't run that well, but in center field, you got to have some speed in this ballpark. Below average in left field with Upton. The worst in right field, at least last year. Even when he was the city's finalist for the Gold Glove, I said, what? The year before? No. He was better the year before, way better. First base, yeah, okay, infielder. Second base, pretty solid. Lost his step, but he's still solid a sec. And Kinsler, shortstop is as good as any in the game, range-wise, arm and everything else. He quit that showboating this year, which I think helped him too. Castellanos was the worst in baseball the year before. And last year became, you could make a point of saying average. He still doesn't have the great lateral movement, but he's improved leaps and bounds.
He has.
And they said McCann was behind the plate, was a finalist for the Gold Glove. No, 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 no. He's not anywhere near the Gold Glove. Great arm, great signing when they brought back the general manager's son, Avila. He's a much better catcher and can teach this guy a lot. He had a better year the year before when Avila was there working with him. He needs Avila. Mm-hmm. He's just not that good of a catcher. Great arm. He's your catcher of the future. He's got to step up offensively this year, but really has to step up defensively. But he's not a Gold Glove candidate. But I think he can be pretty good.
I think he will improve.
I think so too.
He's a young guy. You got to give him some time.
You do.
He's got a cannon.
Oh, he does have it. Oh, what an arm he's got! Yeah, I think bringing him back as the number two catcher was a perfect signing for the Tigers. Okay, you got to now. You're talking about going with two. You're talking about going with two. Romine and. And Machado back up infielders, right?
Yeah, they're going to make the team, I think.
I hope so, because I would not like to see him or make a trade.
And then Moya and Collins in the outfield?
Yeah, probably neither one are defensive maneuvers at all. Oh, my God, they're not.
What about Omar Infante? Does he make the team?
No, he doesn't make the team. He's an emergency guy.
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Omar did a pretty good job here before, but Omar's long in the tooth now. Let's look at the starting pitching now. You still got two guys in the middle of that rotation that have to get... Well, Sanchez is better than he's shown last year, I hope. I think he tweaked a little bit. Sanchez, 3 years ago, led this league in earned run average. Too much money? Maybe. I don't know. He's got to come back. If he comes back, this rotation's in good shape. I don't want to see... And I think they both did well last year here. Norris and Boyd, both in the rotation start of the year.
Why?
I just don't think I'd put one in there, but I wouldn't put one. Let one go to AAA, then you see later in the year, maybe make a trade or something like that and bring up. But you've got to get a comeback year out of Sanchez, and you've got to get a comeback year or half a year, three quarters of the year from Zimmerman.
I would definitely agree with you that Zimmerman is a big, big X factor on this team. I don't know if Sanchez is necessarily to have him in the rotation. Though.
Well, here's the thing. I think you do. Because here's the thing. Or in the bullpen, of course. They could use it in the bullpen.
Right.
His numbers in home runs, he was one of the toughest pitchers to hit home runs out until 2 years ago. He went from one to every 18, 19 innings to one every six innings.
Right. He's been terrible. He's been terrible.
Yeah. Now, they got to figure out what's going on in that. If they figure, get him straightened out. Pretty good pitcher.
He had some mechanical issues, though, with that windup.
Yeah, maybe. And then you look at
Brad wanted him to get rid of it, and he tried to, and then he went back to it.
Yeah.
So he, you know.
The twist.
Yeah.
Well, and look at the bullpen now. That's not that bad of a bullpen if, although I wouldn't rush Zimmerman right away. If Lowe comes back, and that's an if, there's no question about that. Last year was awful, but. You look at his track record, it's pretty good. Pretty good. And the year before, he was great. Had a great year. If he comes back, and he could be a good sixth, seventh inning man. And then you got Rondon eighth, and you still got those left-handers out there. I wouldn't, you know, I know it sounds silly. I wouldn't touch the bullpen.
Justin Wilson's okay.
Wilson's okay. What do you do, Shane Green? He had his moments. You had him in the All-Star game at the start of the year.
That start, though, a couple of years ago, was phenomenal.
Yeah, and then he just went in the tank.
He's so talented, though. I think you need him on the team in the bullpen.
So the bullpen, I don't know that you have to do anything with the bullpen. That's the way I see it. Question that I have is, how much gas does Rodriguez have in the tank? He slipped a little bit toward the end of the last year. He had a good year. But he's lost that zip off the fastball, but he's got that good change, and this will be it for him this year, but he's good teaching people and another good guy in the clubhouse and all that. If he can bounce what he did the first half of last year, they'll be pretty good.
That's a one takeaway from last year in addition to what he did personally. Everybody raved about how much he helped those young pitchers, being a mentor to them. So, yeah, that's a big part of who he is.
He can mentor Rondon a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying about Fielder, but I don't agree. I think if you look in the back of his rear end, it's twice as big as it should be. I see a picture of Prince Fielder. He does look better, but that shirt he's got hanging over doesn't see the 350 pounds. You can't see him from the side and see what he really is like that. I really can't tell.
He'll put the weight on during the cooking show,
though. Oh, you know very well he's going to put the weight on during the cooking show.
If he cooked you a meal, you know you'd eat it, Ron.
I don't think I would go that far.
They're cooking for him, though, and then he's going to give him the fielder's choice.
He's going to give him the fielder's choice. We're talking. George Sipple's here from the Free Press. What do you look for the Tigers? You look for the Tigers to win, like I say, 85 to 89 wins?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to beat out Cleveland.
No. So. You look at Cleveland, folks, you know, let's face it. Look, you're getting Brantley back supposedly. He's a tremendous player. All-around player, one of the best in baseball. He hasn't played the last 2 years for the most part. A little bit in 2 years ago, very little last year. And you got Encarnacion at first base.
And they had a couple of pitchers that were injured at the end of last year.
I'm still not a big fan of that bullpen. I know the numbers were pretty good last year. I'm not an Allen fan. I don't think he's that good. I know you guys are still in shock, and like I am, and just absolutely devastated. And did you see who announced his retirement yesterday? One of my favorite whipping boys, Steve Swisher. He announced his retirement.
Nick, you mean?
Nick?
Steve was his dad. Nick's been retired for 20-some years.
No, Steve's been retired for 20-some years.
What did I say?
Nick's been retired.
Nick should have retired 3 or 4 years ago. Why are the fans on me? You stink. That's why the fans are on you. We had 3 bad years in a row. Awful, awful. Now he's an instructor. Do as I say, not as I did.
Oh, speaking of older players, what are your thoughts on the Braves getting Brandon Phillips?
Hard because I haven't seen him play that much last year, too. Brandon Phillips was a great player 3 or 4 years ago. I think that he's got a little left in the tank, and he should be able to help him. But he's 36 years old now, and I don't know how much gas he's got in the tank. But he should be able to help him somewhat.
I thought Atlanta was rebuilding. Apparently this new stadium has pushed that timeline up.
Well, you know they're rebuilding. They signed Bartolo Colon, who's only 65 years old.
And R.A. Dickey.
I mean, these guys could right now check themselves into senior homes. I couldn't believe those signings. I could not believe. Dickey will give you some innings. Colon will give you some innings. He may be big as fielder now. Colon is not exactly a Jack LaLanne.
R.A. Dickey's 42, though. I mean, how much does he have left? Well, with that knuckleball
you could go to 48, maybe. But Bartolo, what's he listed at? And this is just a listing, folks. A listing, we're going to tell you. 44, 45?
You mean his age or his weight?
Both.
I mean, he's listed currently at 43 years old.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, he'll apparently be 44.
He pitched to Rod Carew 30 years ago, for crying out loud.
Well, his first game was in 1996.
That was the year the new ballpark opened. So now he's opening the other new ballpark coming in Atlanta. What's he listed on weight-wise?
Well, interestingly enough, he's listed 5'11", 285.
Oh, yeah, right.
But he'll be 44 this May. And Yarmir Yager, speaking of birthdays, just turned 45 a couple days ago.
Yes. And you know, this surprises me that he's pitching this long. I don't know how you think about it, George, but he was considered a dog in the mid-30s. They didn't want him on. Nobody wanted him. Lazy, didn't play like Ovechkin, played for himself and all that stuff. What got into him later on, I don't know, but he's a specimen right now. What do you think on that?
You're talking about Yager?
Yager.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And yet, you go back 7, 8 years ago, he was, nobody wanted to touch him.
Oldest athlete in the 4 major sports.
Yeah. That's great. My guest on Sports Talk is George Sipple from the Free Press, and we'll take your calls at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385, in case you missed it, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Now, we also, as you know, got a Red Wing win today, which, against the Washington Capitals, are the best team in hockey. Does that get them in the playoffs? No. But dominate the rest of home games. They can't afford another loss at home.
No.
And do okay on the road. They've been playing well enough on the road to make
it
the playoffs.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to make the playoffs.
They can leapfrog. 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. To win the rest of the home games, they can.
They won't.
Ooh, yeah. They beat the best team in hockey.
Ron, what do you
wishful thinking?
What do you think of this development? My colleague Anthony Fennec mentioned that it seems like Victor Martinez may get some opportunities at first base.
No. Absolutely not.
Gives Cabrera days off and rests Cabrera. Well, half days off.
No. He reach out for a throw and he'll pull a muscle. He's done for the year. No. No, you can't.
He looked good at first base
last
year.
No, he did not.
I thought he did.
He did not. He played okay. He's got to just stand there with the legs together, because when he reaches out, you can hear the creaking. And, oh, no. You cannot play him in a – and don't catch him. Oh, no. Oh, no, do not catch him. Do not catch him. No. I totally disagree with that. Let's take a quick – oh, no. Let's take a quick break. I thought Boston would sign him, get him in a trade with – Dombrowski likes him. I thought they would go after him. Didn't. 800-923-9385 or CameronSportsTalk@Yahoo.com. George Sipple from the Free Press is my guest. Breadbasket Deli in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti, known for having the best corned beef, period, in town. And numerous amounts of 6 and 9 ounce fresh meat sandwiches. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner, dine in, and carry out. Breadbasket Deli on the corner of Carpenter and Ellsworth. Motor City Rentals rents, sells boom lifts, scissor lifts, telehandlers, high-lows, and Broderson cranes, and other specialty equipment, all quality equipment at affordable prices. And Motor City Rentals will also has parts and service. Go to MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com. And Rusted Crow by Comerica. And the new Little Caesars Arena shows sports always on many high-def TVs. Rusted Crow Detroit features a variety of entrees, including their award-winning mac and cheeseburger. Rusted Crow has handcrafted spirits and cocktails. You dine in a rustic, eclectic atmosphere. Close. Rusted Crow has lunch, dinner, and drink specials Tuesday through Sunday. Rusted Crow, a perfect place to go before and after the games downtown. Rusted Crow Detroit on the corner of Adams and Park on the first floor of the Kales building. Okay, we're back talking with George Sipple of the Free Press. You're sweating like a greased pig over there, Alex.
It's like an oven in here.
I feel okay. It's a little warm. Are you warm too? Well, you've got a down. You got a whatever you got on there. My goodness, you'd think it was zero out there.
It's a record day, possibly.
Yes, a record day. The Wings win, and the record temperature. Let's go to Curt and Frazier. You're on Sports Talk with Ron and George Sipple.
Hello, Ron.
Hello.
And George and Alex.
Hello.
I kind of agree with what you said about the Tigers' utility players. You know, last year they had Ibar and Romine, and this year they'll have Romine and Machado. And then the outfield, you're going to carry four outfielders. So you're going to have J.D. Martinez, you're going to have Upton, and you're going to have two center fielders out of the four that you've got right now. So you're going to... maybe cut a couple.
Well, you say cut them. I think they're going to go with five outfielders. I don't know if you can go with five outfielders and that extra infielder.
Then you're down to 11 pitchers, so you can't go with five. You're already down to 12 pitchers because you got a backup catcher. You got your regular nine. You got two infielders and one extra outfielder. Yeah. You're up to 13 players. You only got 12 players left. Now here's your problem with your pitching staff. Your numbers don't add up, Ron. You've got the five starters. You want to keep the young kid to keep a lefty in the rotation. You don't want to go in there with five right-handed starters. So you're going to keep Boyd in the rotation, and that's your five pitchers.
Right.
Now you got seven bullpen spots left. You already told me you're going to keep Rondon and Rodriguez at the end of that bullpen.
Right.
So then you've got Wilson and Green. That's three more pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Sanchez. You got Pelfrey.
I don't think you have both.
I agree.
Well, then you've got to cut one. You're cutting a lot of $1 million off your salary then if you're talking about that. And nobody's going to trade for those two pieces of garbage in the bullpen. You can't start them. Nobody else wants them with a 6 ERA. Pelfrey showed he's not worth much. And we're stuck with those salaries. They're not going to stump those salaries. So they're going to put them in the bullpen, and then you're going to lose a spot for Mark. To be cut?
I don't think you will though. I think they probably
for these guys.
Well, it's not a salary cap. They can get rid of him and just eat the money. That's the great thing about baseball.
Are the Tigers going to eat $16 million on Sanchez? I don't think so. They're not going to eat Mark Lowe. They're paying him $8 million, I believe.
No, but they might eat Pelfrey. They might eat Pelfrey.
Yes, I agree with you there. But look at here, Kirk, another thing. You make a point of the bullpen, but if I were taking one of the two, and they're interesting. They both have sinker balls to get a lot of ground balls.
But none of them are left-handed, Ron. You need another left-hander in that bullpen, and Mark Lowe's not left-handed. So you got to have either Blaine Hardy or that Daniel Stump, or you got to put the Matt Boyd from the rotation into the bullpen because you need two lefties. The only lefty you got is Justin Wilson. Where's that other lefty coming from? Drew Verhagen, they're saying maybe they'll make him a starter in Toledo.
He's a right-hander.
What about Kyle Ryan? He's a left-hander. What are they going to do with Kyle Ryan?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good piece out of that bullpen last year. I just don't see how the numbers add up. You've got seven starters on your staff, and you only need five relievers if that's the case. And we need more than five relievers. They have to either put somebody in Toledo, like you said, but I don't see who they're going to put in Toledo.
No, you're right.
But I don't see them dumping Sanchez for nothing. I don't see them dumping Pelfrey for nothing. They're going to dump him in the bullpen, and we're going to be stuck with a very bad bullpen.
A very bad bullpen.
Well, because what are we going to get out of Sanchez or Pelfrey out of that bullpen? They're not going to be very good bullpen pieces.
I agree with you.
Except look at this. Look. I'm going to throw another one at you. Pelfrey led the league in ground balls for last year. Double plays. I mean, led in double plays. That's perfect out of the pen for your, not late man, but your early man.
Well, I wouldn't trust Sanchez a lot of that bullpen. You put two or three guys on base and bring Sanchez into a game with all the whole
Yes, hold on. Hold just a second, Kurt. You look at Sanchez's record. Take a look back at Sanchez's record his first few years in the league. He didn't allow any home runs. Just the last 2 years.
Only given up 4 1 year, but that's 3 years ago now.
That's not that long ago. That's not that long ago.
He's 3 years older.
He's lost something that even Doobie hasn't. You know, Rich Doobie's been a great pitching coach for this team. He's got Michael Fulmer on a really great, off to a great start. He's worked with these young pitchers. He was great in Philadelphia. He's worked with Matt Boyd, and he's worked with Norris, and they looked at the end of the season like they've really come along.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe in him, but I don't believe that he can make a veteran pitcher any better that's had a track record like Sanchez where he's lost a couple miles on his fastball, and he's given up home runs left and right the last two seasons. He's not going to be back to that ERA leading season again. His best days are gone.
Who's that? Whose best days are gone?
Sanchez.
They have to trade him or cut him, but nobody wants him. They tried to trade him all winter, I believe.
Look at the one relief pitcher. He had four bad years in a row, and he came back and had a great year last year. I mean, you can't tell him that. 3 years ago is not that. Now, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd give you that. But I think this. First of all, I see what you're saying, and you make some great points, Kurt. But I look at it this way. The Tigers are going to make a move by the end of spring training. They don't want to lose Moya for nothing.
Right, they're going to keep 13 position players. I'm pretty sure there's only 12 pitchers.
12 players that put on the pitching staff, and you've already told me you've got about 14 players on pitchers on that staff, and it doesn't add up. So you've got to cut some pitchers. And if you keep Sanchez in the starting rotation, you're not going to have a left-hander in that rotation. You're going to have five right-handers, and I don't believe they're going to go with five right-handers. I believe that they believe in these young pitchers, Boyd.
You make a point, and also another thing too, Kurt, this is a lot of left-hand hitters are in this division too. So you need left-handers. You've got to get – they're going to make a move. They're going to make a move in training camp, in spring training. You watch and see. Or maybe two.
They've been trying to get rid of some of these pitchers all winter, and they're not been successful in trading these pitchers. Nobody wants Belfry.
You don't know that?
Nobody wants – they're going to either have to cut their salary and take a big loss on these guys.
Well, I would do that.
Or they're going to be without any left.
I would do that, too.
Wouldn't you do that versus losing one of the young guys?
Well, you're going to have no left-handers in the bullpen if you don't get rid of them. Or one of them, at least.
Right.
I can only see one spot for either Pelfrey or Sanchez.
I agree.
Drop Pelfrey.
And if you don't trade them, and nobody's going to trade for these two guys.
You don't know nobody's going to trade for them.
What value do they have in the trade market? I've already told you that.
Here's a guy that won the ERA title 3 years ago. I mean, these other pitchers never won an ERA title. And he's slipped the last 2 years dramatically. Maybe he can make a comeback. Ron, tweak
four,
something.
Ron, that was 4 years ago now. That was 2013. Yeah. We're in 2017.
But look at the, until ago. 2 years, no, still. Look at the last 2 years he gave up the home runs. Give him some time. Maybe he'll switch on. Maybe you're right. We'll see, but you're going to see moves before the end of camp, I guarantee you.
This is what cost us a chance to get in the playoffs last season. By having Sanchez in that rotation most of the year, he cost us enough ball games that
we did hurt him last year. I agree, but why the Tigers weren't in the playoffs last year, Kurt, is Kurt Gibson, is Miguel Cabrera choked in the clutch all year. He got one hit with the bases loaded. He didn't, and he didn't hit at all with runners in scoring position. He screwed this team last year.
No, you're picking on our best player.
I don't care if it's a best player. If he'd have done his job in the clutch, they'd have made the playoffs easily.
No, but I agree with him on this point. I think you go with the three kids, and if you have to eat the salary, you eat the salary. Yeah. But I don't get rid of those younger guys in the bullpen to keep these guys just because you're paying them money.
Pelfrey goes then,
that's
I think.
I would think if anybody goes on the – well, I don't know. Say again, they're going to still try to trade him and see what's at least one of them, and maybe both of them. If they can get something out of him, great, we'll see. Kurt, thank you, man. You make good points, man. You do. Yeah. Make some great points.
And if you can trade both, God bless you.
Yes, if you can.
One more thing about Sanchez, though, Ron. 30 home runs last year, 29 the year before. He's clearly digressing. 10-10 and then 7-13 last year. Miserable.
Right. Okay. I agree with you. But who's to say he can't come back?
He's Ron.
His track record
32.
Says otherwise.
He's older now. He's 3 years older.
How old is he?
Well, here, February 27th, he's going to be 33.
That's not old for pitchers.
Remember, though, he's been in the league. This is going to be, wow, year 12.
I don't care. He could still make a comeback.
Bartolo Colon says he can make a comeback.
Bartolo Colon was awful in his 30s, yeah. Too. Awful. And now he's pitching until he's 50.
I think it might be in the bullpen, though, not the rotation if he comes back.
Who's that?
Sanchez.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd much rather take a chance on Sanchez than Pelfrey.
I still, there are times that Pelfrey looked like a world beater last year. He led the league in double plays. That means a lot. He keeps, that's good in the bullpen. Don't be surprised if something happens in spring training. It'll knock you out. That's all I'll say to that. We're talking with George Sipple. We have a nice discussion here on sports, folks. Give us a call, whatever you want to talk about in sports. Top of the line, do you give the quarterback here?
No.
$25 million.
No.
Stats say yes. I'm not disagreeing with you. His stats are as good as any quarterback's ever played this game. But he's not winning on the road against teams with winning records. He's not won a playoff game. My God. So I'd give him 20. I sure won't give him 25. Tough decision, Bob Quinn. We're open line talking with George Sipple in the studio from the Detroit Free Press, taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Ramshorn Southfield on northwest or 12 mile east of Northwestern, open 24/7. Big breakfast special for $3.89. Weekdays, 3 eggs, meat, hash browns, pancakes, or toast. Or visit Ramshorn, Rochester Hills, Roseville, and Fraser. India Flavors in Farmington Hills features authentic Indian food, chicken biryani, grilled salmon, chicken kebabs, samosa. And India Flavors. Don't give me that look. That's how they pronounce it. And India Flavors has the best butter chicken in town. Lunch and dinner is 7 days. Happy hour Wednesday through Saturday, 10 till midnight. India Flavors is upscale, and it's on Northwest or Orchard Lake Road, I should say, south of 13 Mile next to ABC Warehouse. India Flavors has a banquet room and caters any size party. Go to IndiaFlavors.com, IndiaFlavors.com. Mad for Mod is a mid-century modern furniture and decor store. Mad for Mod sells and trades furniture. Many unique, one-of-a-kind items that will fit any budget. Mad for Mod's showroom is on Grand River, just west of Orchard Lake Road in the winery building. Go to Mad for Mod Space, Mad for Mod dot space, or go to Facebook. And Westline Bowl, for over 50 years, a great place to bowl for you, your family, and friends, or join a league. Westline Bowl is one of the largest bowling centers in Metro Detroit, 60 lanes with many new amenities, two bars and a snack bar with great pizza and burgers. Have fun and burn those calories at Westline Bowl, a perfect place for fundraisers and company parties. Westline Bowl on Wayne Road, north of Ford Road. Okay, we're talking with George Sippel on Sports Talk and taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. What do you give me that look? You got an email, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. We have Matt from Warren. Matt's email is about Edwin Jackson and Matt Latos. Apparently the Blue Jays signed Matt Latos and were interested in Edwin Jackson as well.
Oh, good God, no.
Yeah.
Good God, no.
So my question both of you is, can Matt Latos help the Blue Jays, and would Edwin Jackson help their bullpen, which had some issues last year?
Edwin Jackson, and you were raving about him when the Cubs signed him. You thought it was a great sign. He's pooped in his pants for the last 5 years, and I mean a royal poop.
3.07 ERA in 15, though. 15 was a little bit better. Yeah.
Look at his – give me his lifetime record. Yeah, give me his lifetime record.
I mean, he screams mediocrity.
500? Is he a 500 pitcher?
Under now because he had some bad years with the Cubs, but yeah. He was for a while.
He's not 500.
Not anymore. He's pitched for 11 teams.
Yeah. And he stunk for it with 10 of them.
What about Matt Latos, though? He's only 29. This
man, Latos has got some pretty good stuff. He had a couple pretty good years. Latos could help them, but not. What is his lifetime record?
Well, by the way, the Blue Jays did sign Latos, so Latos is their sixth man in the rotation. But Jackson is 93-114 with a 4.65 career ERA.
You say mediocre, Alex? I think it stinks.
2015 was extremely good, though. Like I said, 3.07 with Chicago and Atlanta combined.
Right. How many innings?
That year? I mean, again, this is only 2 years ago. We're talking about 86 innings.
Yeah, that's no thing like that. No.
Oh, wait a minute. That was 2 years ago, and you want to...
Yeah.
You're talking about Sanchez 3 years ago.
Okay, all right. Give me Sanchez's lifetime record against Edwin Jackson.
And remember, they both had no-hitters, too.
Yeah.
Well, Jackson had 149-pitch, 8-walk no-hitter, I believe it was.
All right.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually agree with you, Ron. I'd rather have Sanchez than Jackson.
Tell me Sanchez's record and tell me Jackson's record.
Sanchez's career is a 500 pitcher, 87-87 with a 3.93 ERA.
A lot better than, thought it was a little better than that, but a lot better than Edwin Jackson. Is he in a walker yet?
Think about this, though. He's only 33.
Edwin Jackson's only 33? Yeah. That's baseball age. Look back to his first game. Him and Babe Ruth, for God's sake.
2003, age 19. Sanchez's first game was in 2006, age 22.
I don't believe he was 19 coming up the big leagues.
Edwin Jackson?
Yeah.
He was back then because he was
at the Dodgers. Everybody lies about their age?
A lot of them do.
Did you say earlier you advised a kid to do that?
That's correct, and a lot of people. I'll tell you a lot of stories.
But you have an issue with steroids, but you don't have an issue with people lying about their age? Explain that to me.
I'm not saying I don't have an issue with it, but I say they do that to help their career. Of course, they do steroids to help their career, too. But look, the late, great Howie Haick, who was considered the greatest scout ever, was Mr. Dominican. He signed Clement. He signed all those guys. He says, Ron, I go over to this place. Ron, this guy's got an electric arm. I said, this is my offer. He assistant GM, he did whatever he wanted with Pittsburgh. In fact, when he was catcher in Pittsburgh, Branch Rickey called him in AAA, and he said, we need an outfielder and a pitcher. And he said, the season's over. You're still there. And he said, yeah, I've got a thing. I value your word. Who do you want us to bring up? Well, as pitcher, I'll give you this guy. We got a good outfielder that I like a lot. You need to bring him up. Stan Musial. And the rest is history. So Howie was over in Dominican. He told me the story because we were very close friends. Mm-hmm. This kid, Ron, threw the heck out of the ball. I brought him in, and I sat down with him. I said, this is what I can give you. You agree? Mr. Haick, yes, I want to sign. I agree with you. Okay. Give me your birth date. Mr. Haick, I'm 28 years old. I cannot sign you. I can't sign you. They'll laugh me out when I said 28-year-old pitcher. I will do this then. You're 18 years old. You understand me? Mr. Drake, yes, I understand. I'm 18. He goes and pitches in the big league with Pittsburgh. They had the draft for the Houston 45s when they went in the league 10 years later, and they were expecting to get a 28-year-old pitcher, and in reality, he was 38. Billy Bruton, playing for the Tigers. Billy Bruton. All of a sudden, decided to retire at 34. Or 36, remember. Why, Billy, why? You got some baseball left in you, son. I'm really not 34, I'm 39. All the time it happens. Louis Tiant, 10 years on his age. Fernando Valenzuela, gray-haired 21-year-old pitcher.
Minnie Minoso.
Oh, Minnie Minoso was... Minnie Minoso played with Ty Cobb, for crying out loud. Not on the same team. I knew a girl that had Minnie Minoso in the 40s in AAA. And Minnie Minoso toward the end said he was 88. If that made that would have made him... and he was a veteran then. He'd come out of the Cuban League. They don't count those years. He said, I got his autograph, Ron. He looked old then. And that was 60 years ago.
Well, he died at 91, though, supposedly.
No, he didn't die at 91.
Supposedly he did. He was born November 29th, 1923.
Well, you a cowboy in Windsor, said. His dad, same age as his dad. His dad is 102.
Well, hold on.
Bob Page called me from Fort Lauderdale. And I saved the Fort Lauderdale Stadium from being demolished. I saved it. Because I was going to do a winter league there, and I agreed to take over the Bills, so I didn't have the money, and they allowed Baltimore one more year. They were going to now leave after Baltimore left. They were going to demolish the stadium. And I stopped them. The mayor said, can't do anything except go to the board, Ron. I went to the board, and I convinced him that. I didn't have the money for it, but the Chamber of Commerce came in. Not the Chamber of Commerce, but it made it a state fair. State fair people came in, made that the thing for the state fair. And the ballpark is still standing. I don't know how much longer, but this was 10 years ago. He said, you saved us, Ron. The mayor, Mayor Noddle told me, you saved us. Now, where was I before I was rudely interrupted by myself?
Talking about Minnie Minoso.
Minnie Minoso, for crying out loud. Bob Page from Fort Lauderdale said, Ron, I'm in the dressing room here. You'll never guess who's here. The left-handed pitch for the Yankees, I thought was dead, and he was still there. Minnie Minoso. What's Minnie say? He said, Minnie says he's 81. You tell Minnie he's 81 on one leg. Page is breaking him. No. I'm 81. I said, you were 81 in 81. Don't say you were 81. Even he got a laugh out of that.
But his 1951 driver's license for the Republic of Cuba said he was born November 29th,
they
1923.
They had no birth certificates in Cuba then.
I mean, he made his major league debut April 19th of 1949 for the Indians.
And before that, he spent several years in AAA ball in 1941. Yeah. My girl, she was 90 and she was in college.
He was 18.
No, he was not. What about the Cuban years? You think he played Cuban when he was 10? As far as Fernando Valenzuela came over as an 8-year veteran in Cuban and made his debut at 21? No.
They play young in the Cuban League.
No, not like that, they don't.
14?
Baseball's big back then. No birth certificates in Cuba. That's the problem. We're talking with George Sipple on sports. We're having fun, folks. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, won't you, at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Satchel Paige. There's another one. Satchel Paige was in a wheelchair trying to pitch in the big leagues. He pitched against all the guys. He pitched against Babe Ruth and trying to make a comeback in the big leagues. They said he was 60-some. He said he was 49. He was not 49. Louis Tiant. They told him, this is the World Series in 1974. Louis, let's face it. People are saying that you're 48 years of old, of years of age. He chased the writer right off the field with a bat. And he said, and this was he's still alive and he's 100 now, although he doesn't admit it.
Satchel Paige died at 75, they said. He was born July 7th in 1906.
He wasn't born in 1906.
Well, he made his debut for the Chattanooga Black Lookouts in 1926 at the age of 20.
This is in the U.S. What about the Cuban leagues before that? Look at that.
Well, he played semi-professional for the Mobile Tigers from 1924 to 26.
And
then he began his professional baseball career, like I said, with the Chattanooga Black Lookouts of the Southern League.
Well, he was really 100 years old when he died. Almost as old as Abe Vigoda. If you'd like to speak with me and George Sipple, the Free Press, give us a call at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com.
All right, Ron, so how many years have you lied about your age?
I never have.
You never have.
I never have. I didn't have to. I will admit this. I never went to school. I never went to high school. The news did a story on me years ago. So we heard you never went to college. I said, you got it. I didn't. I was paranoid about not telling me to go to high school. And he said, can we do a story on you, Friday? He said, Ron, this guy's rated number one. The president of ABC calls you the number one sports host in America. And you never went to high school. I know, never went to college. I said, no. They never asked me high school. They thought automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Ilitch didn't go to high school, he told me. That's why I love you, Ron, because you and I have the same background. He said, you didn't, right? But we made it. We can say that whatever we want now.
Right, sure.
We're fine.
Sure.
George Sipple, my guest, taking your calls for Detroit Free Press Sports Reddit, 800-923-9385, or open line, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Daily Diner in Waterford serves a variety of sandwiches, burgers, and dogs, specialty salads and homemade soups, and a unique variety of omelets, and they have the Daily Diner's famous Hillbilly Eggs Benedict. Breakfast and lunch specials, 7 days, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. You got to get that raisin toast over there, and their soups are excellent, too. Daily Diner on M59, just west of Telegraph. Cedar Wholesale in Mount Clemens, a place to go for all your growing needs. Cedar Wholesale has grow lights, soil, nutrients, hydroponic systems, cocoa, and much more, all at wholesale prices. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 7. Come grow with Cedar Wholesale and Hydroponic Supply Store at 138 Northbound Gratiot at North River Road, or online, cedarwholesalesupply.com, cedarwholesalesupply.com. And Capital Wine and Liquor in Troy, new owners offering a good selection of liquor, beer, and wine at low prices, and Capital has the lowest prices in Metro Detroit on cigarettes and cigars. Capital Wine and Liquor is on Rochester Road, just north of Square Lake Road. And Light Hookah Lounge in Novi has premium hookahs in a casual yet upscale atmosphere. Light Hookah Lounge shows sports on 10 big screen TVs, open 7 days from 5 p.m. Light Hookah Lounge sells hookah products, charcoals, and hookah heads to go. Friday and Saturday, a DJ party at Light Hookah Lounge, downtown Novi on Main Street. Visit lighthookah.com, lighthookah.com. Heroes in Waterford is a sports-themed restaurant showing sports always on 14 HD TVs, a full bar with craft beers. Heroes has all homemade food cooked to order, the best white fish in the state, direct from Lake Superior, perch, salmon, cod, rainbow trout, and more. Fall-off-the-bone baby back ribs, pastas, chicken, and burgers, and Heroes is known for the fresh Greek salads, and for an appetizer, baked breeze to die for. Lunch and dinner specials, 7 days. Go to Heroes in Waterford on M59, 2 blocks west of Telegraph. We're talking with George Sipple on Sports Talk, taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. I was going to look at the Tiger stats for something. I'm not sure what it is. Now, this is Baseball Weekly. It's a pretty good source. Pretty good source. Mm-hmm. They got Houston winning the third last year. They predict them to go 90-72, first place in their division. I question that, and I'll tell you why. If their pitchers come back, yes, 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 and then yes. But you look what happened last year. Two of their guys, oh, my goodness. They were awful last year. Dallas Keuchel, who I thought the best pitcher in baseball for 2 years before that, 9-12, the 4.55 ERA after leading the league in ERA 1 year and winning the Cy Young. If he doesn't bounce back, they're in trouble. He gave up. He's a home run. Now, I will say this about Keiko. He only gave up. Oh, that's 20 home runs and 168 innings. He's not a home run pitcher. Lance McCullers was hurt last year. McHugh, another good pitcher, 13-10, 4.34, 184 innings, 204 hits, 206 hits, 25 homers, not acceptable. And my boy went in the tank last year, Tony Sipp. Their left-handed ace out of the pen, my God, was he awful last year. He's been on the show a few times. 1-2, 4.95. What did he do then? 43 innings, 12 home runs, 52 hits. He did 40 strikeouts, 18 walks, but he's got to bounce back. Now, if they bounce back, they're fine because they got some good offense in there. They got a great double play combination in Houston, a great double play combination. And I think this guy hit more home runs than Cabrera for a while last year. The guy your size, 5'4".
I'm taller than Jose Altuve.
Oh, no, you're not. You're 5'5". He's 5'5". You're about the same size.
How much better would they have been if they hadn't screwed up and gotten rid of J.D. Martinez?
Well, look who they replaced him with then. Well, you can Springer.
I know, but.
Hadn't been for Springer. And Springer said 2 good years in a row over there. Now, what did Springer hit last year?
Well, he had some injuries last year, and they missed him.
No, last year he didn't. The year before, he had 644 at-bats, 162 games, no injuries there.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was the year before then.
Year before, yeah.
How many home runs?
A little down, 29-82. A little bit down for him. Mm-hmm. But 116 runs scored. Let's compare that to J.D. and a much better outfielder, J.D., had a better arm.
More speed, obviously, too.
Let's see what he stole last year. 9 stolen bases, 10 caught.
He can run, though.
Yeah, but 10 caught, that's not too good. Not a good base runner. Let's look at J.D. 460 at-bats, 69 runs, 22 homers, 68 RBIs. He did have 35 doubles, though. Now, he didn't at-bat as much because he got injured as well. Mm-hmm. But the number's not even near as good as Springer. And Springer had a good year the year before that, too.
16 stolen bases the year before.
Springer?
Yep. With only 4 cuts.
What did J.D.? Did he steal any last year? 1-2. And caught 2. So that's why they got rid. Although, you're right. At the time, they shouldn't have gotten rid of him. They could have gotten something from him if he'd have stuck around on the year. But they wanted to make room for Springer. And they're totally right. They're totally right on that.
Then who do you have winning that division, Ron? Seattle?
I don't see him win 90 games. If the pitchers come back, I look at this.
Seattle's an interesting team, though.
Huh?
Seattle's an interesting team with Cano and Seager and Felix Cano, Hernandez.
After stabbing when he went stunk to join out his first year there in Seattle, and he got Howard Johnson, a great hitting coach, a great man, and got him fired because he was screwing around out there when the money went right to his head.
What about Texas?
Texas, too many problems with Texas. I see that being a battle between Texas. I'm not one like Seattle like you thought. You were saying Seattle, look out for Seattle. Look, I'm going to tell you another thing here, too. And then we got to take a break here. Oh, there we go.
So then who do you have winning the division, Ron? Texas, Seattle, or Houston?
I think they're battling all at the top. And if Houston gets a comeback from the pitchers, they win it easily. Easily.
So then who are you picking then, Houston?
Maybe still if you like to have. All right, let's look at Texas. Texas has got some problems in the rotation. And you just don't know what's going to go on with a couple of their starting pitchers. I thought Cashner was going to be a good pickup from San Diego. He was awful. He's 4.76 in San Diego. They just got him in the offseason. I shouldn't say that. Cole Hamels had a good year. They got him. But you got, excuse me, Martin Perez, 10-11, 190 innings. 205 hits. That's 205 hits. That's not good there. And they got some issues in that starting rotation, I can tell you that.
Darvish is pretty good when
healthy. A.J. Griffin. I loved A.J. Griffin. He was terrible last year. 5-point ERA.
Darvish was hurt, but then when he came back, he pitched very well down the stretch. Mm-hmm. He's a wild card.
Wild card because he's been injured twice now. But A.J. Griffin, I thought, oh, my, he was a thing. He was a thing. But I think that they've got some issues in the starting rotation. And another problem, here's another thing for you. We got LaCroix now. That's going to help them all year. That's going to help them now. They got some problems, I believe, at first base. I was reading where they really have problems there. They picked up Carlos Gomez in the retread. They picked up him. My God, everybody went back on them. In closing, what do you got to say, George? Tigers, 85-89, we're in agreement there.
Wings won't make the playoffs.
Wings won't make the playoffs, and the Pistons you don't give a crap about. That's fine. That's fine.
Well, I don't
the
care.
Lions make the playoffs next year?
No.
I'm with you on that again. Unless he pulls some magic out there. Thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure. And we'll do it again sometime. And we had fun. We always have fun here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go eat now. I am starved. I am totally starved. So let's... You can read George, of course, in the Detroit Free Press.
And if your followers are on Twitter, it's at George Sipple. You think Cowboy's on Twitter?
I'm concerned about Cowboy paying his phone bill. Great guy. Calls. He's not back. I think he's paid his bill because he was calling friend's house. He was on the payphone and everything for a while. Good
emailing.
Man, Cowboy.
Yeah. I like listening to Cowboy.
You know, Cowboy's great. Cowboy, keep up. Make sure they pay that bill. Accurate Dental Denture in Belleville does dentures, partials, extractions, root canal, crowns, bridges, and cosmetic dentistry for adults and kids at affordable prices. With senior discounts, most insurance accepted, Accurate Dental Denture on Sumter Road west of Main Street. Call 734-697-5477, 734-697-5477. If you're looking for the best quality in vitamins and nutritions at the best price in Metro Detroit, stop by Edge Living Nutrition Store in Novi. Edge Living has the hottest brands for sports nutrition, health, and wellness with certified nutritionists to customize your very own weight loss or fitness plan. Don't have time? Shop online. Go at GoEdgeLiving.com. GoEdgeLiving.com. Edge Living is conveniently located corner of Grand River and Novi Road inside Creams and Caps Pharmacy. For all your mind, body, and sport needs, go to Edge Living. Go to GoEdgeLiving.com. And ProMed Pharmacy in Garden City just opened, offering great deals for all your pharmaceutical needs. And at ProMed, you'll save time and money and reduce effort. Refills ready when you need them. ProMed has free delivery within 24 hours. Most insurance is accepted. A 10% senior discount. ProMed Pharmacy on Ford Road just west of Middlebelt. Call ProMed Pharmacy at 734-466-5001. 734-466-5001. ProMed Pharmacy. And if you have water in your basement, you should call Martin Sewer Cleaning at 734-752-8974. Martin Sewer Cleaning serves all of Metro Detroit and is rated number one with BBB and a 5-star rating. So if you need sewer work in your home or business, call the best, Martin Sewer Cleaning, for free in-home estimate 24/7 at 734-752-8974, 734-752-8974. You can also listen to me on AM 1400 or AM 1160 WPON Friday mornings 9 to 11. And you can come back. Don't forget, tomorrow night, no guests. I'll have one for you tomorrow. A week from tonight, Jerry Green. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Ron.
Talk to you next time on Sports Talk.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron. MotorCityHelpWanted.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. MotorCityHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands.